Scott Spears, Glenn Coble back. Hour number two of this on-the-air program. Last Wednesday of the month of January, 27th of January, 2021, 13 and a half minutes past the hour. Toll-free lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. A little bit of a hodgepodge show this morning, but that was the idea of this show when it was initially created, was to be a hodgepodge show.
Yeah,
we got a little serious with the election and the politics and the pandemic, but now we're back to hodgepodge, which is much more interesting.
I'm going to do hodgepodge tomorrow morning.
Well, hodgepodge is interesting, but today we're mainly talking, and we'll move on to something else momentarily, but we're talking about, and my examples were in the studio of people chewing pens, people popping pens while they're on the air, people who don't take out the garbage, people who drink other people's pop, people who leave messes on the floor and don't clean them up. Why do they do this?
Good
Why
question.
Do they do this? 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Sarah.
Hey, Chip. How you doing?
Hey, Chip.
Good.
What's new in your life?
Nothing.
Nothing? How's work?
Do you get vaccine yet?
Yeah, I haven't had the vaccine. Have you?
Yeah.
Oh, you have?
Oh, good. Good.
Let me get number one next month.
Good for you. How'd it go, Chip?
Good.
Good. Did it hurt at all?
Yeah, by a bit.
Quite a bit. But your arm's okay now, huh?
Yeah.
All right.
Good.
So you...
You talk with Santa yet?
Have I talked with Santa?
Yeah.
Not in the last couple weeks. You're talking about your...
We may not get my Ox Baker yet.
Oh, you haven't got anything Ox Baker yet?
No.
Well, Chip, I tell you, I'll work on that. Now, you got a big birthday coming up this year, don't you?
Yeah.
How old are you going to be?
40.
Oh, my.
Chip is getting close to retirement, huh, Chip?
Yeah.
So you still working 5 days a week?
Yes.
Good. Well, I'll tell you what, Chip. I'll contact Santa. I'm glad you got your vaccine. Make sure you go get your second one and call in any time.
Is Santa get one yet?
The vaccine?
Yeah.
Oh, you know, I think he got it before Christmas, actually. I think he was first in line.
First in line, yeah.
Good.
Yeah. Thanks, Chip.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Our dear friend, Chip, who is famous here in Marion as the headbagger out at the Kroger South store.
And very empathetic for Santa Claus and getting
should
the
be,
shots.
Yeah. As he should be.
Absolutely.
And Chip got his shot, which I'm happy to hear
That's great, yeah.
So go out and see Chip and tell him you heard him on the radio.
That's one of the things I was going to talk with Dr. Feynman about today is the political side of the COVID shot thing. It's kind of a mess. I'm 74. My wife happens to be 75. She's allowed to get her shot this week. I'm allowed to get my shot after next week. But neither one of us can find a place to get shots. So.
Yeah, they've run out.
Yeah.
Well, they only had 800 here in our county to begin
that's
with.
That's right. Now, supposedly, from what I understand, the president said that more are going to be shipped out this next week. So
we'll see.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you hope.
Yeah.
You hope that people get what they need. 740-383-9944. What do you think? We talked about a lot, but why do people have their weird tics? And do you think if people are intentional? That's the big question.
I think most of them are habitual. I don't think they intend.
You don't think they realize they're doing it at all?
I don't think so.
I don't know.
Like the clicking of the pen, even the chewing of the pen. People just do that out of a habit.
Yeah, but when you're drinking somebody else's soda.
Now that's not a tick.
No. And again, the issue again here is not the financials of it, and it's not even that people do it. It's just that it's continual. Nobody ever replenishes it, and the problem is I'll walk in the building thinking it's here.
Yeah.
And it's not. That's the problem.
What I want to know is how in the world do you get pop for a 2-liter pop for 70 cents?
I know where the sales are.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. 740-383-9944. What do you make of this whole interesting subject today? Oh, you know, I got an email the other day that I never read on the air, and it was from a listener, and I thought it was an interesting email, so let me see if I can find it here.
All right.
Tell people about the show coming up at noon today.
We're going to have Dr. Feynman's going to be on, and we don't have President Trump anymore. So Dr. Feynman's going to be a little short on stuff to talk about. But no, we're going to have Dr. Feynman on. We're going to talk about the, you know, all the things that are going on right now, like the vote by the Republicans not to impeach the president.
Well, this was interesting. I got this email on Monday, and Monday we were talking about, on my program, we were talking about roller rinks here in Marion. When was the current roller, it used to be Roller-Rama, now it's Zoomers. When was that built? There used to be a roller rink.
That's out on the east side of town, right?
Zoomers, yeah, it's behind, it's not behind Odd Lots, but it's behind that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's in that area. And then there used to be a roller rink out on 423, just beyond the prison. It was right out there, but that burned down. And then people said there was a roller rink, which I don't remember this at all, that was just beyond Garfield Park over here on Center Street. Now, this is the Linda, the person emailed me about this, said, let's see here. It was called Highway Roller Arena, and they were open three nights a week. Now, Highway was H-Y- W-A-Y, two separate words. I wonder if that's because 309 is a highway. I wonder if that's why.
I suppose, yeah.
Okay, but here's the interesting thing about, that's why I wanted to bring this up, at the Highway Roller Arena, which I don't know when it was torn down or exactly where it was, but she brought up a guy, Clancy was the heartthrob of the rink, that the girls stood in line to skate with him. So I'm thinking, now this is probably maybe 40 years ago now. Clancy could, if this woman remembers
him. Oh, he's still around.
He still could be around. So, and that's not a common name, Clancy.
No, it's not.
So does anybody remember Clancy from the Highway Roller Arena on Center Street, Route 309, over by Garfield Park? And does anybody know who Clancy was? I think that's interesting, because I'd love to talk to Clancy just to see if he knew that he was the heartthrob.
Oh, I bet he
of
did.
The, well, we don't know.
I bet he knew that.
I wish we had a phone book. I'd look up Clancy, Marion, Ohio.
Are there phone books that list by the first name?
No, but I bet you could go through there, and most people don't have landlines anymore, but I bet Clancy is of the age.
Okay. Yeah, Clancy's probably closer to my age than your age.
Oh, I'm sure he is.
Yeah, yeah.
From that era. But, you know, to be roller skating, I'm guessing he was probably in his teens or 20s.
Yeah.
So if he was in his teens or 20s,
he's 70,
60s
80.
Or 70s, he would be, you know, 70, 80 at this point.
Sure would.
Maybe this is Clancy,
hey, Clancy
listening right now.
All
we
right.
don't know. Let's see. Go ahead, caller.
Hey,
Hey, Bob.
That's not Clancy.
No.
I want to try to bring you straight.
Put me straight.
Hey, Bob. Back in the days, the crystal skating rink was back where when it closed and became the Odd Lots. Then the Highway Roller Arena was right there on East Center Street. I got from Garfield Park.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Now, those are the two roller rinks that were in Marion at the time.
Two roller rinks.
Yeah, the Highway and the Crystal.
Crystal, gotcha.
Alright. At the Crystal, they were open, and every Wednesday, if you had a limited time, that would get you in, get your skates, and everything in for that night.
Now, Glenn, repeat that for the audience so they understand.
Right. And then, those are the only two arenas that we had in Marion at the time, until the one opened up after the back of on East Center Street.
Now, Bob, did you go to the Highway?
What?
Did you go to the Highway Roll Arena?
Yeah, we lived on Franklin Avenue.
Did you know Clancy?
Did you know Clancy?
We walked across the street. There was Franklin over. And we went there. And usually once or twice a week, we went out to Crystal.
Yeah, Bob, did you know Clancy over at the Highway?
Yes.
Okay, who's Clancy?
Clancy was a man of other rights.
He owned it.
Oh. Well, that's why he was the heartthrob.
Do you know his name?
At the time, I was going there. He owned the place.
Do you know his last name?
I can't remember his last name.
But he owned it.
Anyway, he, it's one of the issues that over the time will get you in.
All right. Well, thanks, Bob.
Money talks and something else walks.
Okay, so Clancy owned the place.
Yes, yeah,
so
he had money.
So does anybody know the Highway Roller Arena, which would have been across the street from Garfield Park on Center Street down here? Clancy, who apparently was the heartthrob, who all the girls wanted to roller skate with. See, this whole thing...
The only reason why he was the heartthrob is he'd let him in free.
Yeah, but who is he? Clancy, are you out there
Clancy,
listening?
Give us a call.
If your name's Clancy, it could be you. But you know, he could be totally unaware that he was a heartthrob. Sometimes those guys, they don't, you know, the girls, especially of that age, girls were a little more demure in those days. And the guys didn't realize that was going on.
I pretty much knew when...
Yeah, but I think Clancy could be older than you. I think Clancy could be 80.
Yeah, he could be. Yeah, he could be. And he could be passed away.
Well, I'll go visit your shade and put some skates on them, Clancy. Well, does anybody know Clancy from the Highway Roller Arena? This is the type of Marion history I like. You know, we can talk about Harding and all that. I want to know about Clancy and what he was doing over at the Highway Roller Arena.
Yeah, and could he skate backwards and then do a flip?
Yeah. Does anybody know Clancy's last name? We can figure it out real quick if we had Clancy's last name.
Yeah.
740-383-9944. The only guy I ever knew in Marion named Clancy... was, and he's dead, but he would have been, I think, too old anyway. Clancy.
While you're thinking, did you ever roller skate?
No, I didn't like roller skating.
I didn't either.
No. Yeah. Clancy.
I did inline skate, though, when I was older, when I owned the sporting goods store.
Well, apparently I don't know this guy's last name either, but I did know him.
He's a best friend.
Well, yeah, you're a friend of mine. He used to be on WMRN. They had a show on Saturday night because country music was very popular.
Yeah.
This is AM. I'm not talking about FM radio. This is back in the probably 50s. They had a show on Saturday night called WMRN Country Jamboree.
Yeah.
And they had it from a dance hall here in Marion. Now, I don't know what dance hall they had it in. It's probably tore down. But Clancy was the MC.
Maybe it's the same Clancy.
Well, but it's interesting because I think about this station and how we operate and how, you know, people who do other jobs work here. Clancy didn't work at WMRN. He was a big deal at one of the plants.
Oh, okay.
And but for somehow he got the job emceeing this country show. So he would come on and he would introduce the country jamboree, and then he would say, "And here comes the band." He was just the MC.
Yeah.
And he had this term. He'd say, "Bye, Jackies." Bye, Jackies. Here we are with another episode of the country jamboree. But before Clancy died, he lived in the towers for a long time.
Okay.
And he ended up. Coming to one of the reunions we had at WMRN, so I got to interview Clancy about the jamboree. He lived like late 80s.
Well, you know, if he was a DJ, he could have also been the owner of a skate arena, because quite often those skate arenas had MCs.
But I don't think he was a factory man who happened to do this country thing.
Okay,
all right, go ahead, caller.
Yeah, the guy you're referring to as Clancy that did the country shows was Clarence Wright.
Clarence Wright, you got it.
He was also president of a local 1949
union,
Power Shovel Union.
Yeah, he worked at the shovel. Yeah. That was it. But do you remember the country jamboree show?
They used to have it at the Union Hall on Uncover Avenue back in the.
Oh, really?
Huh. I'll be darned.
The one that's still over there.
Yeah. The hall's still there. I don't think anybody occupies it anymore, though.
Clancy Wright, that's right. He died about 10 years ago, but he was close to 90 when he died.
Right. I lived on the same street as he lived on, and his daughter was about the same age as me, and he had another daughter that was older.
Now, he worked at the shovel, right?
Right.
Yeah, he wasn't a DJ. I don't know how he got that job. Do you know anything about it, why he was the host of the Jamboree?
I have no idea. I know he was big into the Marion Motorcycle Club, and he rode an old Harley Davidson around us, you know, in the neighborhood. Actually, after he moved from Congress Street to Waldo, I never saw this myself, but I heard he had his old Harley Davidson in his living room.
Really? Well, I met him. He was living at the Towers, and he wasn't, I don't think he was driving anymore, but nice man. He was just a nice guy. Good old guy.
Yeah.
But he wasn't the roller skating man, was he?
No, he wasn't a roller skating guy. I went to the roller rink when I was younger, but I don't remember the guy's last name.
But you remember him being mayor?
Oh, yeah.
Now, how old would you put this guy at, Clancy, at the roller rink?
I'm thinking, he'd probably be mid-70s.
Okay.
Right now. Oh, so he could be around.
Yeah. The name Clancy Pennington comes to mind, but I'm not sure that's who it was.
Well, I tell you what, during this next break, we'll see if there is one. We'll see what we can find.
All right.
Thank you, caller.
Thanks for calling in.
Now, see, Clancy Wright, that was his name.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's an interesting guy. And he was just a, I don't know what you call him. He was a, I can see how he could be the host of a country show.
You know, there are a lot of people that want to do a side gig like that. I mean,
and had fun. And I bet they didn't pay him.
And I bet he made a lot more money at the shovel than he made doing the.
I bet they didn't pay him anything.
Yeah,
I bet they didn't.
He probably volunteered. Probably like me.
And he was good. He was good at that. I mean, there were episodes of that somewhere. Huh. And he's fairly good at that. So, Clancy Pennington. Well, we're going to take a look during this minute break. Stay tuned. Heartthrob of the roller rink.
There you go.
Scott, you know I love fruitcake so much that for me it's not just a Christmas dessert.
Oh, Charlie, I would not want it any time of the year.
Oh, Scott, you've not lived until you've had mashed potatoes and fruitcake, birthday fruitcake, graduation fruitcake, cream of fruitcake, and oh, the possibilities are endless.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
We're having some interesting information pop up here. There is a Clancy Pennington. He could be dead for all I know. But I'm going to give you some information on Clancy here in a second. Go ahead, caller.
You want Clancy Sansota? He's the one that was roller skating rink.
There we go. Clancy Sansota. Now, is he still around?
I don't know. I haven't seen or heard of him for a long time. I don't go roller skating. I'm 90 years old.
But you now you remember him, though.
Yes, because I never got to skate with him. Everybody else got his.
Was he that good, that cool?
Yes, he was a good-looking guy, too, with dark, curly hair. Yep.
Uh-huh. Well, I appreciate that information. Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Well, now we know. Yeah. It's Clancy Sansota. So let's take a look.
He was a good-looking guy.
We think.
Yeah.
Now your mic's on.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there you go. All right. Now, see, we're solving this mystery. Was that... Now... Did that ring a bell for the people out there listening, Clancy Sansota? Sansota's a popular name here in Marion. There's Sansota's over here, the restaurant.
It didn't ring a bell for me.
Well, you remember, I don't know Clancy Sansota, but I know Sansota's restaurant.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Okay, well, Clancy Sansota, I'm not getting anybody named Clancy Sansota in Marion.
Well, he hadn't achieved any national fame.
No, but you think his name would come up even his obit if he was dead?
Yeah, I don't know. I've looked up some obits lately, thinking, oh, no problem, I'll find that one, and they haven't been on there.
Maybe he died of embarrassment at the roller rink.
Yeah, well, I would have. I'll guarantee you.
Okay, Clarence Sansota.
Excuse me, I had to cough there.
Yeah, well, I'm not sure here because. Well, see, this there is an obituary for Clarence Sansota, but that would have been an awful old man. He would have been born in October of 1926.
94.
Well, but he's dead. He died in... So you think he would have been old in the roller rink days. He was born in 26.
Maybe he was just good looking. He was hot for his age.
You know what? I know a good way to search this.
Okay.
So does anybody know if Clarence Sansota is still alive? And I'm also going to tell you about Clancy Pennington here in a second.
Yeah,
just because
that.
That's an interesting little story. I don't know if he's alive either at this point.
Careful what you say then.
Yeah. Well, I've never heard of this either. See the things you learn by doing a show like this?
Yeah, I always learn a lot.
Well, that's why we're here.
Yeah, I know you're trying to educate me.
And inform Marion, Ohio.
Yeah.
All right, Clarence Sansota. Well, we didn't get anything for a Clarence Sansota in this area.
Okay.
Let's see if there's a Clarence Sansota anywhere in the world. Nothing for a Clarence Sansota. Now, okay. Well, here's Clancy Pennington, by the way. If anybody knows anything about Clancy Sansota, even if he's dead, let us know. Maybe this is Clancy himself.
Yeah.
Clancy Sansota himself. Go ahead, caller.
Hi. The name Clarence Sansota, that is the gentleman that was Clancy at the Highway Roll Arena.
Okay.
When I was a child, I went there. That's like 50-something, 60 years ago. He is related to the Sansotas that own the Sansota place. And I knew his Clancy's brother, Joe, because he was a friend of my stepfather.
Now, so, do you know if Clancy's still around?
No, he passed away many years ago.
Oh, okay.
Unfortunately, he was a very nice man.
Yeah, he's got a good reputation and a good-looking gentleman, apparently.
It was a pleasure to get to skate with him.
Skate with Clancy Sansota.
Mm-hmm.
Well, hey, thank you for the call.
Oh, you're welcome. I enjoy listening to you.
Thank you.
Well, we've learned the story of Clancy now. So maybe it was that 1926 Clancy.
Yeah, she said he's long past. So.
Well, this says 2017, so maybe that wasn't him. I don't know.
Yeah, who knows?
We don't know.
Here comes another caller.
This is another Clancy Sansota reference. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Jeff.
Yeah?
Clancy, have a good day earlier. Was related to us through marriage.
Huh.
Yes. I forgot to mention that earlier. He was a hell of a good man. And in that building down at the corner of West Center and David Street where Moto Mart is.
All right. Where Moto Mart is. Yes. Well, thank you, Bob.
He had been on for like several years. But he was a hell of a man, and he would do anything for you, anything.
Gotcha.
Thanks for the info, Bob.
Well, here's the deal. And I just got an email from Linda, the lady who started this whole Clancy thing, and she's filling this in, that the last name was Sansota, and that, yes, he is gone now. But he did not own it, Linda's saying.
Oh,
he did not own the skating rink. He was the floor manager, and he played all the music.
Oh, okay. So he kind of was a DJ.
So Clancy Wright and Clancy Sansota are both gone.
Yeah.
But Clancy Pennington...
Yes.
I hope we're not going 3-for-3 in the death route here, because I don't know if Clancy Pennington's still alive either. But here's the deal on Clancy Pennington. Now, here's the deal.
Okay, give it to us straight, Scott.
Well, this is so strange. This is a Marion story, guys. Okay, seen here with a plaque, and there are pictures of Clancy here. I don't know what year this is. Clarence Pennington is the only person in recent history that has had a commode named for him.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes. Yes. Please know that when I refer to Clarence P. as someone old, I do it with the great respect in the same vein of humor that Clancy kept us entertained during his career with the board of MRDD. Clancy retired from our ranks last week, and since many of you never got to spend time with him, I took a few moments after his retirement gathering last week to get the lowdown on some stuff. Clarence Pennington was born here in Marion. He attended high school at Harding, got his GED. Clancy worked at the Ohio Theater, worked at on the Erie Railroad, joined Marca in 1997, and he worked for Marion Township. So why is there a toilet named after him? His retirement plans, coffee at the townhouse for breakfast, followed by a beer chaser for wake up.
He's my kind of guy.
And then Texas Hold'em. All right. So, but we, why is there a, it doesn't tell you why there's a.
It's just a fact.
Is that, why is there a plaque with the, with the.
With the commode on it?
Well, it doesn't even tell you.
Is it,
now, what year was this written?
Is that from the Star?
Is this from, that's 13 years ago. Clancy could have left up since then.
Yeah.
But let's see if Clarence Pennington is still around. Did it say when he was born? It didn't say the year, did it?
No. I didn't hear you say the word.
But
the date.
He worked for the Erie. A lot of people work for the Erie.
Well, that was the credit union I worked for was started by the Erie.
Let's see if Clarence Pennington is alive.
All right.
Well, I hope this isn't 3 for 3 because all three of these Clancys were famous. You had one who was the host of the WMRN Country Jamboree. You had one who was the heartthrob at the roller rink.
Right.
And then you had one who had a toilet named after him. And we can't find any of them.
And why would it refer to him as Clarence P. if he had a toilet
Pennington.
Name?
Pennington.
Yeah, I know that.
Oh, yo, Glenn. Wonder if Clarence Pennington is still with us. Does anybody know Clarence Pennington?
I do.
Well, there is, it looks like, well, I don't know.
Are you striking out here, Scott?
Well, this is odd, because it says there was a Clarence W. Pennington here in Marion, but it says he would have been in his 70s. But if he retired in 2007,
maybe,
he was in his 60s then.
If you work at one of the big places like the Shovel or something like that, some of those guys could retire by the time they're 20 or 30.
Well, I don't know if he's still around or not. Does anybody know anything about Clarence Pennington? 740-383-9944. I know a lot of our listeners worked on the Erie.
Yeah.
And also...
you said he worked on the Erie?
Worked on the Erie and also the MRDD board.
He would have probably had 30 years in to retire.
Let's see. Clarence Pennington.
Oh,
my goodness. Somebody had a commode. They used the word commode.
Yeah, I wonder where commode comes from. That's kind of an unusual word. Do you suppose that's a French word?
I don't know. Now, there is a local phone number for a Clarence W. Pennington, Jr.
Okay.
In Marion.
Okay.
Now, you think this is him?
Well, it could be his son.
You think we should call him up?
I don't think so.
You think we should just dial him up?
Ask him why a commode was named after him.
Why not? I don't know, Glenn.
It's your show.
Yeah, but no. Don't put that on me.
Well, the last time I said yes, we called, who did we call? Cracker Jacks.
That turned out okay.
Yeah, it was a little embarrassing, but yeah.
Well, this is a local guy. I don't see any obituaries for a Clarence Pennington.
Let's hope he's doing well. He is now, of an age, though, that he might not be able to respond.
Well, then I hope he can't answer the phone.
Well, that's what I mean.
Now, his wife has passed away, Frida. She died in 2015, it looks like.
That's too bad.
But I don't see any... obituaries for Clarence.
Apparently, commode is an old English.
Okay, here's the deal. If you know Clarence Pennington, call him up and tell him to call us, and that way it won't be so
abrupt.
We're only on here for 19 more minutes. 740-383-9944. This is interesting because he's apparently has a toilet named after him, the only person in Marion. And also, he... 7 years ago, he was going to start drinking in the morning.
Well, he's not a bad man then.
Coffee followed by...
Chasers.
A beer chaser.
Yeah, that sounds absolutely horrible to me.
Oh, he had a miniature Doberman named Heather.
Ah.
Jose.
Okay.
When he settles back at home, he shares Heather and his bedroom with a miniature Doberman named Jose.
Okay.
And an English, what is that, an English...
Sheepdog?
English bulldog.
Bulldog.
Bulldog named Hooch.
Okay, he likes doggies.
Well, pooped. She's having a beer chaser in the morning. Well, I wonder who Heather is. Is Heather his wife?
I don't know.
Is Heather a nickname for Frida?
I don't think so, unless her middle name was Heather.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Yeah, he said he married Heather.
Okay.
The best thing he ever did was marrying Heather while, oh, he was working at the MRDD at that point. Married late in life.
So maybe that was his second wife. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, he looks like
I like that name, Heather.
Well, he looks like a guy who might still be
he's in fairly good health in those pictures.
Yeah. But there's the commode.
Clancy's commode.
And it's Clarence W. Pennington, which was the name there. This certificate serves as an official notification that the men's bathroom in the administration area at the Marion County Board of MRDD will be known as Clancy's Commode from this day forward.
So it's not the toilet itself. It just happens to be an honorary designation for a specific
But we don't
bathroom.
Know why. The person who wrote this article doesn't tell us why.
I'm not sure you want to know why.
Well, no, somebody has to know why. They published an article about it. Why didn't they tell us why?
That was the star in their heyday.
Clancy's Commode. Has anybody ever used Clancy's Commode at the MRDD?
So.
Well, I don't know.
Now, was the MRDD out on the east side of town then, or was it downtown, or... I don't know.
2007, I don't know.
It was probably out on the east side.
So does anybody know anything about Clancy Pennington? We've got the obituary notices for Clarence Wright and Clarence Sansoda. We won't be talking to them today.
No.
740-383-9944. What
Never
about
know.
Not without a Ouija board. Does anybody know anything about Clarence Pennington?
Have you ever used a Ouija board?
You know, somebody asked me that the other day, oddly enough, and I think... But I don't remember. Maybe not. I don't know.
It's kind of scary. But every time I've ever used it, I was very young. And I'm absolutely certain that my brother or sister was using it with me. And they were trying to scare me.
Break. Ted, I remember so well when you announced you were going to run for president on my show.
I do too. But after a while, I decided to get out of the race.
Why was that?
Well, I didn't want to move to a bad neighborhood.
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM, The Talking Place.
/180/111, and I had a stroke.
I couldn't speak or walk.
150/90, and I had a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure sounds like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a stroke are far from silent. Get back on your treatment plan or talk with your doctor to create a plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed.
Brought to you by the American Stroke Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
Scott Spears, Glenn Coble, back with you here. Searching for Clarence Pennington. Now we
I
had a
love
phone
your
call.
New chairs.
Well, we had a phone call there during the break. Yeah, give us a call back, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If that was you as we were going to break, give us a call because we've got the lowdown on Clancy Wright. We've got the lowdown on Clancy Sansoda. And we're trying to get the lowdown on Clancy Wright or Pennington. And they all had special little areas here in the Marion area.
One of them was a commode.
Well, I don't think he was a commode. I think the commode was named after
him. Yeah, I'm not sure that that's a good thing.
No, but apparently it happened.
Yes. I've never had a commode named after me. How about you?
Well, no, but it's a novel idea.
Yeah. I don't want a commode named
But the
after
reason
me.
We want to talk to Clancy, we don't want to make fun.
No,
we just
want to
know why. We want to know why the commode at the board of MRDD is named for Clancy.
Maybe you don't want to know why.
No, I'm sure there's got to be, you know. Did he spend a lot of time in there? Is that what's going on?
That's what I'm worried about.
Well, I would take that as an answer.
Okay. Well, I hope he's doing well and just happens to not be listening right now.
You don't want him to call in?
Oh, no. I mean, nobody's calling. That's why I'm saying that.
Yeah, call Clancy up and tell him we're talking about him here at the radio station, and we'd like to know why the commode is named in his honor.
Because this is rumor control here.
Yeah, we don't really know why.
No.
We're trying to flush it out.
We Good choice of words.
That's right. Perfect.
We don't want to make this go on too much longer.
The show doesn't have that much longer to go.
Thank goodness.
No. We've got... this has been the Hour of Clancy's.
You know what I want? I want a sundae with caramel on it.
Caramel. Not caramel. Don't say caramel. Caramel.
There are a lot of words like that.
Yep. February.
Yep. Chauncey. That's you have to be from southeastern Ohio to know what Chauncey is.
What's Chauncey on if we're going to hear from Clancy Pennington?
Yep, there he is right now.
Is that him calling in?
I'm sure.
Well, you never know. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott, this is Pat.
Yeah.
The 1977 city directory lists a Clarence Pennington on Sciota Street.
Oh. Huh.
I know it was a very old guy.
Okay.
And also lists a Clancy Pennington on Lauderette Street, who was a... employee of Quaker Oats.
Huh.
Now, that's the guy that would have been fairly close to my age.
Now, this it says this guy in this article worked on the Erie. And,
well, also, I imagine his father worked at the Erie.
Well, let's see. It says, here's what it says. It says that Clarence Clancy Pennington was born right here in Marion, Ohio. He attended Harding High School. Clancy... shared that his first job was at the Ohio Theater. Later, he worked at the Erie Railroad, and he joined Marca in 1997, and he worked there until 2007, and he also worked for Marion Township.
Okay, that probably would have been Clancy, because Quaker Oats went out in, like, the mid-'80s, early 90s.
Well, he could still be alive, according to this...
I don't think Clancy's still alive.
So you think he died sometime?
My wife says no, and she is from that neighborhood.
Ah. We're trying to find his obituary, and it's not coming up since 2007.
I know. I Googled it, and there's several come up in different states.
Right, and different, but the Clancy and Marion, there is a phone number, a Clancy T. Pennington, and that's, Clancy W. Pennington, Jr., that does come up here. I mean, it's public record. And his phone number is listed there, but it's listed on... well, this is interesting. It gives all his previous addresses. And it says he's 72.
Okay, that'd been about right, because I'm 68.
It says he's 72, and I'm not going to give the exact addresses here, but it says he lived on George, Evans, Fountain, Sciota, Plantation, and Davids.
Hmm.
Sciota would have been his parents' house.
Yeah.
Okay.
Apparently, he lived there through 2002.
Right. Huh. I'm sure his parents were gone before that.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. But he's apparently 72, Clarence W. Pennington Jr. And we do have a phone number for him, but Glenn doesn't want to call.
Right. And my book has an old landline number. I'm looking at a 1977 city directory.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? We might figure this out. Hey, thanks for calling.
Yeah,
thanks a lot.
Well, see, I'm 72. He could be alive.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's younger than I am.
So, that would probably, those guys from the Erie retired early.
Fairly, they could, yeah.
Yeah, and then he was still working in 2007. He was retiring from MRDD in Marion Township.
Yeah.
So, that's only 13 years ago, so he would have retired when he was around 60.
That would be about right, yeah.
Yeah, so what's wrong with that?
There's nothing wrong with it.
Do you want to dial this number just to see what happens? Well, hang up if
it's you, not me.
Oh, my goodness gracious. The things we have to do on this station. We'll get his permission before we...
All right.
We'll get his permission before we put him on the
phone. Nothing better than listening to you dialing the numbers.
Truth, we're really working here this morning.
I got to take my earphone out.
All right, let's see what happens. Uh-oh, the number's been disconnected.
Yeah, that's too bad.
Well, that could be a really old number, too, though. We don't know.
Yeah, I'm kind of glad it's disconnected.
Are you afraid of Clancy Pennington?
Well, see, that's one of the things that I've always admired about you. You have no compunction about calling people, and I do.
No, not on the air. That's why we're here. Well, okay. See, it says Frida was 83, though, when she died. In 2015. Now, her obituary is right here.
Maybe she was a lot older than he was. That would be 10 years.
I don't know.
Okay.
But we don't know about Clancy W. Pennington. Now, apparently he was still alive in 2015.
Welcome to True Detective Magazine here at WWGH. You know, I would imagine,
well, he probably lives in a retirement home at this age.
Now, I'm guessing you're right, and that's why I was a little concerned about calling him.
Well, let's see here what we can find.
Hey, when I'm in a retirement home, I don't want you calling me, all right?
I'm not going to put this...
I'll call you.
Oh, my goodness. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, that Clancy out to the roller rink, well, I'm knocking on the door at 80, and... I can remember going out there. I wasn't, there's a lot of things I participated in, but roller skating wasn't the best. But there's that Clancy you were talking about out there. Yeah, he's a good looking guy, medium built guy, and he could go from one end of the floor to the other, nothing flat. He could do anything. He was so agile, and you look at him, and you wouldn't believe he had roller skates on all what he could do on roller skates.
Wow.
There was always a part-time where they'd put on a little show time, maybe to rest the other skaters, take a break or something like that. Goes
yeah.
On. And boy, I'll tell you, he always had a female, and she would skate with him, and I'll tell you, it was absolutely a professional team right there going together doing that. And, yeah, I have to brag on him because he was a really good skater. So when I'm getting back to the age group, I'm knocking on the door at 80. So he would be approximately, I thought at that time, would be up in his teens somewhere, you know, when he was.
He might have been a little older than you, you think?
Oh, yeah. Okay. You're talking about, I think somebody, didn't you mention a date, 26 or something like that?
Yeah, it says there was a Clarence Sansota here in Marion who was born, I think, in 1926.
Well, that would be a good time, yeah. Yeah, okay. That would be a good thing, because that skating rink out there was, it was nice, because that's the only one I went to. I heard other people went to Crystal, but that was clear up north of town. I lived in the west end of town in Oakland Heights, so... It was a long ways even to go to the east end of town to go skating, but Carol and I got married in 62, and I can still remember when we was married going down west on Center Street, there would be kids out in the west end, I mean out around in the, people familiar where Quaker Oats is in that vicinity and stuff, across the tracks down in the west end there. They would be coming from the highway roller rink after skating all those hours, and they'd have their skates over their shoulder. Now, those are the real skaters. You know,
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
When I was there, you had to have some money because you had to rent skates, see? But
yeah.
My parents didn't have money to do that. But once in a while, I'd get enough money to go there. But it was fun. Yeah, it was a nice place, and I liked it. But, yeah, that was one of the highlights when you was referring back when people was young. What did you do in Marion? Well, that was one of the places you'd go if you had some money or if you saved your money up and loved it like some of those young people did that had their own skates. I really admired them. That was something that everybody just didn't do offhand. You could play ball and you could throw a basketball through a hoop or hit a ball, you know. But, boy, roller skating, that was something else.
Roller skating and bowling seem to both have lost their popularity lately.
Yeah, but isn't there an awful lot of young bowlers, too? After we've been married the years, the people we knew, their sons or even daughters now, we got to talk about women and men both mixture now. This isn't one activity for male, and females are, man, they're coming on strong, you know, and this
yeah.
stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're amazing what they... they can do, but we never hear about the good things. We always hear about the bad things. What's nice about Clarence and all the Clarence, I worked at the Shovel, and I think I'm pretty sure that he was a steward there at the president of the union over there when I worked there. So that was in, 63, 64, or I went to the railroad in 64. And the railroad, the guy you're talking about, Pennington, they talk about businesses and stuff in Marion, but they never mention the railroad. The railroad was a huge, huge can.
Oh, absolutely,
it.
Yeah.
Oh, they had all phases, you know. They had everything. And the one I was checking, I was on the transportation part, and I was a fireman engineer, and you had 5 men on the crew. So every time that train went out of town or come into town, it had 5 people on. Now that it's down to 2. When I got promoted to engineer, they took away the fireman, and he was just the one there operating it. So times change, but everything's still there, and those rails are still there in Marion. And you talking about they're the same rails that was there when I was a kid, and that's one thing you don't find a lot of places are still here in Marion. That's when you was a kid, and then your parents were the kid. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And my one shirt-tailed cousin, his father was an engineer on the steam engine. I got pictures of it coming into Marion with President Harding.
Ah, cool.
Yeah, that's pretty interesting. His name was Engineer Wyrich.
Huh.
And his daughter lived down there on Columbia Street, yeah.
Now, the double diamonds out there, I was told that that was very significant, but apparently there are a lot of double diamonds throughout the United States on the rails. Is that...
Yeah. A lot of people don't know a diamond what you're talking about.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. Well, I worked at the credit union that was named after the Erie. And,
I know where you worked. You worked with a guy, Charlie John.
Yeah, Charlie Johns was big at the Erie, yeah.
He was a foreman down at the diesel shop. And, Yeah, Charlie, I don't think Charlie's with us anymore.
No, I interviewed him several years ago, and good man. I really enjoyed talking with him.
Yeah, Charlie had his own way, but you got to know him, and he was like everybody else. You don't give a chance to know a person, so you don't pick their bad habits or this or that.
Yeah.
Go along with it, and, you know, everybody's pretty good people in this world if you just...
Give them a chance.
Learn to know them. And go along with it, and in other words, you don't cross your path too heavy, you know, sometimes.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, okay, you can carry along. You got some more time left. Your show coming up.
About 30 seconds.
Huh?
About 30 seconds left here.
Well, okay, you take care, Glenn. Bye.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
All right, well, now Clancy Wright is gone. Clancy Sansoda is gone. Clancy Pennington up in the air, but a commode is named for him at the board of MRDD. A Progressive Life with Glenn Coble up next, and then Offbeat News and Trivia, Nate Redmond at 4, Trinity Baptist Church Sunday Sermon at 6. That's it. Stay tuned.
Bye-bye.
In 10 minutes.
From this point out, this is now the truth.
It is the truth. And this is what I wanted. My goal is... I want to see all the books rewritten. I want everything rewritten. I would like everyone to take back what they said. I want to say no, 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 no. That makes sense, but I.